Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the order of preachers around the world. Today is the solemnity of Mary, the Mother of God. And from the United States, we hear from Sister Megan McElroy, who has a Doctor of Ministry in preaching and comes to us from Royal Oak, Michigan. Sister Megan's preaching is entitled, To Be Blessed and to Be a Blessing.
A reading from the book of Numbers. And the Lord said to Moses, Tell Aaron and his sons to bless the people of Israel with this special blessing. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you favor and give you peace. Whenever Aaron and his sons bless the people of Israel in my name, I myself will bless them. The word of the Lord. Well, as we turn the calendar to a new year, we might wonder what awaits us. Looking back at 2024, we're well aware of the personal, communal, national, and global tragedies that have impacted our lives. Hopes were dashed, wars continued, climate crises escalated. And yet, were there not also moments of promise and commitment, of reconciliation and forgiveness, of faith lived and love given? All of these, too, have impacted our lives. The Christmas season reminds us that in all that life holds, we have been blessed with so much, but especially by the gift of God's own Son, of God's own life in our very midst. This gift has been with us, is with us, and will always be with us no matter what happens in this coming year. This gift is a blessing on which we keep our eyes and hearts. It is the blessing that we are called to give and to become. When the people of Israel received the blessing we hear in today's first reading, they had just spent a year at Mount Sinai. In that year, they had escaped from slavery in Egypt, received the Ten Commandments, and entered into a covenant with God. Aaron and his sons were to bestow this blessing on God's behalf. The blessing came from God and in God's name. It was to prepare them for the long journey they were to begin from Sinai to the promised land. They were words of accompaniment, of promised presence. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you favor and give you peace. The way, the journey was not easy for the people of Israel. Despite the challenges, the covenant called them to be a light to the nations, to show others who did not yet know God who God is. The blessing they received called them to be a blessing to others, to protect, to be gracious, to show favor, to give peace. In this year of 2025, we too are in a covenant with our God by virtue of our baptism. We are continuing our journey as a pilgrim people. Pope Francis has initiated the Jubilee year and calls us to be pilgrims of hope. Hope, like light, comes through most prominently in the midst of despair and darkness, of challenges and questions. Our hope is in the one who blesses us with the same words bestowed upon the Israelites, words of accompaniment, of promised presence. May the Lord bless you and protect you. May the Lord smile on you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show you favor and give you peace. These are words that in 2025, we would do well to commit to heart. As we listen to these words, we are reminded that our God is Emmanuel, is God with us. No matter what unfolds this year, God will not forsake us because our hope is in the one who is the light of the world. There will be times of celebration, joy, and gratitude, and there will be times that find us wondering and wandering as in a desert. But the words of blessing are God's promise to us. And having been so blessed, we are called to share the blessing with all people. In fact, to be a blessing for others, but especially those who need protection. To be a blessing for those who need kindness. To be a blessing to those who need favor. To be a blessing for a world desperately in need of peace. In all of this, we will be pilgrims of hope, and our world might know salvation. Thanks to our brother, Harry Byrne, who posted this quote recently on Facebook, I'd like to end with the words of Henry Nouwen, "Blessed to be a blessing." It is remarkable how easy it is to bless others, to speak good things to and about them, to call forth their beauty and truth when you yourself are in touch with your own blessedness. The Blessed One always blesses, and people want to be blessed. This is so apparent wherever you go. No one is brought to life through curses, gossip, accusations, or blaming. There is so much of this taking place around us all the time, and it calls forth only darkness, destruction, and death. As the Blessed Ones, we can walk through this world and offer blessings. It doesn't require much effort. It flows naturally from our hearts. When we hear within ourselves the voice calling us by name and blessing us, the darkness no longer distracts us. The voice that calls us the Beloved will give us words to bless others and reveal to them that they are no less blessed than we. May 2025 be a year filled with blessing for each of us and our world.